From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire enduring nicely on its third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. The Syria refugee crisis, however, continues unabated with the thought that with warmer weather coming, it could even get worse. Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo.
Along the Greek border with Macedonia, refugees and other migrants try to break through the fence to get in, while Macedonian police fire tear gas, hoping to keep thousands of people out. The turmoil in Greece is only part of the bottleneck, as tens of thousands of people clamor to get out of Syria, into Turkey, and on their way towards Europe. Analysts say with the approach of spring weather, the crisis will get worse.
That's everybody's fear, is that once the weather becomes milder, that there'll be a much larger influx of refugees and certainly more attempts to cross over to Europe.
That was Jan St-Pierre of Berlin-based security group Mosicon. He says the continued attacks on Islamic State militants is also contributing to the refugee crisis. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Now, during the next 5 days, UN and other aid agencies plan to deliver life-saving humanitarian assistance to about 154,000 people living in areas blockaded by government and rebel forces in Syria. Many of these people have been without any kind of aid for up to a year. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.